Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And if you're tuning in to my YouTube channel, I do not have any makeup on. So this is like what you see when I wake up in the morning, but that's okay. I want to get this episode out and to you, and it is my first lessons learned episode. So I'm excited to bring to you something that I learned recently, and that's what these episodes are really going to be about. I'm going to be sharing things that I've learned either through training I am taking or through experiences that I've experienced, coaching calls I've been on, etc. So as you may know, if you've been listening, I write down every day something I learned or realized. And I think it's really important because for me, at least the old me, I used to think that I wasn't capable of learning new things. I was getting too old to learn new things, that my brain wasn't what it used to be. You know, I used to play that memory game when I was little and I was really good at it. And I had this belief. And you know what beliefs are, right? This fake news in your head that I call it. I had this belief, I had acquired this belief that when you get older, that you lose the ability to remember and to play that memory game like you did when you were a kid. And no, you don't. It's not. It's a lie. And so this is an example, is learning new things is an example of something that I told myself that I wasn't good at anymore. And so I wanted to capture those things. I wanted to prove to myself that I actually am learning new things, and I'm learning new things every day. And learning something new isn't necessarily like book learning. It is having this realization is just an amazing learning moment. Something that was in front of you all the time, and all of a sudden you're like, I had an aha moment on that thing. And I have to tell you that I have had some like crazy, crazy aha, also known as download moments over the past week. And I've had two coaching calls with my coach in a group setting, and that's how he does it. And I love it because that's how I do it with my students who come through my school, because you learn so much when you watch other people have aha moments and downloads, and it's just amazing. So anyways, I experienced these things. So we went to the retreat in LA about 2 weeks ago. I'm home about 2 weeks now, and it was a 2-day retreat. And what my coach does, he's a business coach, but he teaches a lot of mindset, because you really need to make sure your mind can handle some of the stuff when you have your own business, because there's a lot of voices in your head that come from a lot of things from your past. So these beliefs that we have, these limiting beliefs, and when you're in business, you really have to overcome those. You have to identify them, I guess is the best way of saying it. Be aware of them. So when you feel this resistance coming in from something that you might want to do, and honestly, it's help you anywhere in life, right? It's helped me in my relationships with my husband, my children, and others. So this particular retreat was all mindset stuff. And so what I'm going to be doing over the next couple of episodes is sharing a couple of the exercises that we did, because high value, and it's not necessarily business related. Yes, you can use it to apply to your business, and everything applies to your business in your head. But it's, if you don't have a business, absolutely valuable exercise So I did it with my students who are my Spark Extended program. So, but they've gone on past the original 6 weeks. So we're digging deeper and I'm introducing to them some of these fun exercises. Now, obviously I won't be able to coach you through the, what you find, what you discover in this exercise, but I'll teach you how you can like do some stuff on your own. And so it's kind of like DIY version, but it's really, really great. It's called the inner critic or your inner critic. Okay. So are you ready to delve into what's going on in that little head of yours and how you can really conquer that negative Nelly? Because that's what your inner critic really is. Your inner critic is this little person that sits on your shoulder and is talking you out of stuff and telling you you're not so smart, telling you that you can't learn new things, telling you that that memory game, you're not going to be good at it because you're too old. That's the inner critic in my head. So, and everyone has one. And what I will say also is that once you conquer the voices in your head today that the inner critic is spewing, those comments, those unhelpful, non-supportive voice that you hear, once you conquer those, you get to another level, essentially. And then I say it's like whack-a-mole. Then the voice changes and has new comments that apply to your next level. So it's something that you constantly need to work on and that you can conquer. That awareness is just really the first step of knowing that that's there and knowing that you can stand up. I guess the best way to say it is that you can stand up to your inner critic. And it you know, the process that I'm going to teach you here that you can do after the inner critic exercise is essentially just rewiring your thoughts in your head. So a lot, the inner critic for many of us dominates our actions, really controls how we behave and show up in life. And so we want to show up in the best way possible. So conquering this inner critic is so key. All right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you some questions. Okay. I want to say there's probably like 6 questions or 7 questions. Now, what you want to do is you want to write these questions down. So you might want to pause this audio or video, whatever you're watching. You want to pause it and jot down. So, you know, if you're not somewhere where you can jot down, you can come back to the episode, but and just listen to it now. But I want you to write down these questions, and then I want you to come back and write the answers out like in paragraph form. Okay. All right. So then we're going to start. Oh, the other thing that I want to tell you is to name your inner critic. So come up with a name, because you're going to be identifying her or him by the name. All right. And just for kicks, I'll tell you mine. Mine's Debbie. And I don't know why I came up with Debbie, but I think the thing that came to mind was Debbie Downer. So Debbie is mine. So if your name's Debbie, I'm sorry. You are not my inner critic. She is just made up in my head. So, all right. So the questions that you want to write down are, and hopefully you are enjoying doing an exercise. And what I want to do is embed in these lessons learned episodes, I want to embed a lot of these kind of exercises stuff. Some of my insights I'll share about what I learned. So that'll be valuable, but exercises, I'm going to mingle those in. It'll be fun. All right. So first question, what does your inner critic think about others? What does your inner critic think about others? Number two, what does your inner critic whisper in your ear? What does your inner critic whisper in your ear? She's talking to you all the time. She's telling you things and they're not helpful. All right. So that is number two. Number three, what does your inner critic want? What does she want? My inner critic says things like, so this is number four, my inner critic. And you can call, when you do this one, call her by name. So in other words, Debbie says things like, because it even comes even closer when you refer to them by that inner critic name. So Debbie says things like, And then I want you to name at least three things your inner critic says. Okay, so I think this is six, the next one. Your inner critic's name has gotten me to do what? So using my name as an example, Debbie has gotten me to do blank. Like the time when I dot, 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 you know, so put some kind of pretend you're an author and you're writing a story. That's essentially what you're trying to do. And it's all about your inner critic, Debbie, and what she's saying and doing and how she's influencing you. And the last one is, if I keep listening to Debbie, to my inner critic, whatever your inner critic's name is, I will dot, dot, dot. So those are about six or seven. I lost count. Questions, statements that you're going to fill out about what this voice, this critical voice in your head is talking, is what is what she's saying, what is going on, what is that dialogue that is no one's hearing, but you're hearing it and it's affecting you. So this is a great exercise to uncover your, what I call ants, their automated negative thoughts. So your inner critic is kind of an expert on that area of your brain. And so one thing you can do, I teach this whole three-step process of rewiring in my program, but, and you know, it's great. This is a great head start. I think when I did this at the retreat, I thought, oh my gosh, this is something I can easily teach like on a podcast episode. And in a training, I have a training coming up in late May. So this is something I might go over. I'm not sure yet. I'm still working on that. What that training is going to be exactly. But yeah, so this, what you do once you have your paragraph on what the inner critic is saying to you, you basically have what is essentially the thoughts, the automated negative thoughts that are going on in your head, kind of subconsciously on autopilot. So what you can do is once you have those thoughts, you turn them into positive affirmations. You flip the negative into the positive. I guess, you know, kind of turn it inside out, if you will. And then that's what you want to say to yourself in the morning. And it will quiet the inner critic. So for instance, let me give you an example, because you're probably like, okay, I'm a little fuzzy, but I'll try it. So if I give you a specific example, I love examples. I think they help. So Debbie thinks others are smarter. Debbie thinks I don't know enough. Debbie tells me, let me frame it in one of the questions. Debbie whispers in my ear that I'm not smart enough. So what you do is then you take that and what's positive and put it in an I am statement. Frame it as an I am, as if it's present, as if it's already done, is what I like to say. You might not believe it because you're hearing this inner critic constantly, and that's what you believe because she's been telling you this for years. So you might not believe it, but that's what an affirmation, that's why affirmations don't work, is because people pick affirmations that feel good to them. And what you need to pick is affirmations that feel uncomfortable because you don't really believe them, but that's what you want for your future. That's what you want to bring into, attract to your being, to your life. So if you don't want to feel dumb, if you don't want to feel that everybody's smarter than you, then affirm that you're smart. Affirm that you're capable. And if you keep affirming that, you will be surprised at the things that, come into your world that show you that you are as smart as you need to be to do whatever you want to do. So an affirmation, if Debbie thinks others are smarter, would be, I am smart and capable of doing whatever I wish to do. That's a great affirmation for that. So this is not a lengthy episode because it's just an exercise in sharing. I wanted to share what I learned, this great, I mean, I learned a lot at the retreat. I got a lot of good stuff at the retreat. Next episode, I'm going to talk about another, I'm going to give you another exercise. So I hope you keep tuning in to these lessons learned exercises. And if you missed my Just Friggin' Do It episode last week, just to reiterate how this is going to work going forward for the next 12 months, I am going to do one Just Friggin' Do It episode on the first Friday of every month. And then the rest of the Fridays of that month, I'm going to do some sort of lesson learned. Might be an exercise, might be an insight, a download. I am going to share at some point some of these downloads I've been getting because they are like crazy. One of them came from something that I realized in the womb when my mother was pregnant. Really crazy. It's like, my head's exploding. So yeah, I'm excited because I already had feedback on my Just Friggin' episodes from last week. Well, one was an introduction and one was like my first, like, I just finally friggin' did it. And I already had feedback from people that said that they loved it or that it actually made them do something. And so that's the point, is that I give you an example of something I just friggin' did, and it might not be relatable to you what I did, but it will, it may be, and my hope is that it will inspire you to go out and just friggin' do something. So if you're not on my podcast newsletter, you should get on it, because I did a great little summary and how I did that in terms of, like, just friggin' do it is typically something you procrastinate on and you finally do it, but it's something that you really want to do usually. It's not things you should do. It's things that you want to do or that you know you will help you with your goals, but for some reason you're resisting them. And so this podcast is an example. So I wrote about that in my newsletter about how 3 years I sat on it until I finally just friggin' did it. So I have lots of examples of me. Yeah. And so one of the things that I'm going to be doing with that series is that there are things that I've been percolating in my head that I've been sitting on. And so it's also a way to make me accountable to getting the stuff done that I've been procrastinating, because just like you, I procrastinate things. I have those struggles as well. And the one that I'm going to be doing, oh my goodness, it's a doozy. Can't wait to share that one. So thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I love you. And I hope that you find value in hearing and documenting and countering with positive affirmations your inner critic. All right. And send me a note. Let me know. I'd love to hear what you're naming her and what you've uncovered. All right. Okay. Until next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.